Okay, today is Daf Samach Hey. We're in Samach Dal Amud Beis. Bottom line, Amr Sheshes Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Sheshes said the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. It's a funny chain of people. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is one of the Tanoim, and Rabbi Sheshes is one of the Meroyim. But he said it in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Yachal ani liftar es kol ha'olam kulam min adin. If I wanted, I could potter the whole world from any judgment. Miyom, Shechar Beit HaMikdash Vad Achshav. From the moment that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed until today. How could he do that? As follows. Shinemar says, Lochein Shimuna Zos Aniya Vishachuros, I'm drunk, Velo Miyayin. But not from wine. Wait, should we shut off the air? Is that on?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm drunk, but not from wine. In other words, they're drunk, Klai Yisrael is drunk from Tzaras. Just like a drunk person can't daven, just like a drunk person is not responsible for his actions, so too, Klai Yisrael is not responsible for their actions. And therefore, I could pot everybody. What do you want from Klai Yisrael? Meisvei, that's not true. Shikar, a drunk person. Mekho, Mekka, his sale is a sale. His purchase is a purchase. Mimkaro, Mimkar, his sale is a sale. Ava aveira sheyesh bo misa mamzen ozo. If you do an aveira that's chayav misa, you get misa for it. Malkos malken ozo. If you're supposed to get malkos, you get malkos. Chol shel davar. The rule is harehu kipikeach lechol dvarav. You're like a regular person in all respects. Now we're talking about a person who's drunk, not like Lot. But a regular drunk person, you all respects. Ella shepotem in atfila. And you can't daven. Why can't you daven? Because you can't present yourself in front of the melech. But you chayav everything else. What kind of statement was that? No, exactly what he meant. Ma yuchloni lepater de ka'amar nami mi din tefila. What I meant was from din tefila. Right? What does that mean? Mi din tefila. How do they translate that? Mi din tefila.
Sin from lack of kavana.
Lack of kavana. So you can daven, but you don't have kavana. So the kavana is the issue. Yeah, that's what the Yaakov, the whole discussion. What's going on here? What are they pottering you from? Davening? You daven without kavana no matter what. Right? Drunk people can daven too. So are they pottering? Kavana. Anyway, Amar Chanina Loshan El Shalot Higiel Shachruz Shalot. That's only true if you didn't reach the drunken state of Lot. Avol Higiel Shachruz Shalot Pottim Mikulam. But if you're that bad, your mom's like low. You don't even know what day of the week it is, whatever, how crazy, that then you're putter.
From everything.
Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol hamapik mugain b'shas gaiva. Very funny lesson. Whoever passes over mugain avos at a time of drunkenness, meaning he doesn't daven. So that's how Rashi, that's how most people translate this line. Sogrin v'chosmin saros ba'ado. We seal and close and sign tzaris for him. Shinemar, like it says, gava, drunkenness, afiki maginim, passing over the shield, magin avram, sagar chosim tzar. It's a pasuk. My mash v'dahay apik lashon di iburahu. How do you know that the word apik mean that the word apik afike, the word afik means to pass over? How do you know that? Dichziv, like it says. Achi bigdo kmo nachal ka'apik nachalim yavoru. So you see, apik means to pass over. Rabbi Yochanan Amar kol she'eno mapik doesn't mean pass over. It means to reveal. Kol she'eno mapik itmar. It means to reveal. My mashma the high mapik lashon did gilu yahu. How do you know the word mapik means to reveal? The chesiv like it says vayaru afike mayim vayigolu misodos teva. Okay, now Michti, Kroy Mash or Ben Lamar. They both have a source to back them up. So my Benayhu, what's the difference between the drushes? In other words, you can they both end up with the same line. The same bottom line is that if you don't daven, you get it's bad for you. They both end up saying that from the same puzzle. There are different ways to get there. So what's the difference? The difference is Rav Sheshes. The Rav Sheshes Masar Shinsei Lashame. Rav Sheshes used to tell his attendant to wake him up. When Rav Sheshes went to sleep, he used to tell someone else, wake me up. So therefore what? Mar Islev. Who's Mar? Mar is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan held from Rav Sheshes. And Mar, Rabbi Chanina, less led to Rav Sheshes. He didn't hold from Rav Sheshes. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Amar Lo, the Rashi of Mosar Shinsei Lishame. Amar Lo, Hanicheni Lishon Ma'at. Let me go to sleep a little bit. Right? Because she gives man tefila, and when it comes time for davening, hikitzani, wake me up. So Rav Chanina da Amar Iburei Boy less led to Rav Sheshes. Rav Chanina, who held that it means to pass over, didn't hold from Rav Sheshes. V'asalis Balel Adjiav Meila. You have to wake up on your own. Right? You have to wake up on your own. That's a very difficult pshat. What does that mean? Why have to wake up on your own? So he says. Okay, next. Amar of Chia Bar Ashi. Amar of Chia Bar Ashi. Amar Rav. Kol she'ein daitu miyashev esalav. If you don't have a calmness to yourself, if you're not calm, al yispalel. Don't daven. You can't daven. Mishum shenemar, because it says, bitzar al yore. Right? What does al yore mean? Shouldn't paskin. Says Rashi, bitzar al yore. Badakti achar mikra zeh. I searched. Ve'eno b'chol atzuvim. There's no pasuk like this. There's no pasuk that says this. V'shema b'sefer sirahu. Maybe it's in sefer ben sirah. But you're not allowed to learn, right? That's where it must be. Because that's Rashi, I can't, there's no such pasuk that says that. Look at Tosfos. Pirish b'kuntris. Badakti achar mikra zeh. Ve'eno b'chol atzuvim. I looked everywhere, I can't find it. V'shema b'sefer ben sirahu. Right? Maybe it's in sefer ben sirah. What does Rashi mean by that? Maybe. Like, I don't know, because I didn't look. Maybe it's there. Umatzino kam makom. Ben Sira. Says Tosfos, you find it all over the place. The Gemara does this. They bring a pasuk from Ben Sira. Kidashkichon b'achovel. Listen to this. Kol ofu minehu yishkon. Right? Birds of a feather flock together. Right? Uben adam l'domelo. Right? Right? People go where they fit in. Right, v'chein talat lo teromecha, all these pesukim, all from Sefer Ben Sira, Kasav Ben Sira. Right, so you're not allowed to learn it, but the Gemara knew about it. Right, funny thing. Anyway, Rashi wasn't shy.
No.
Rashi wasn't shy. He had nothing to hide. It could be that he didn't have it in print at those days in the Middle Ages in Germany where he lived. It must be there. Where else could it be? And it must be. Where else can it be? It's not in the pasuk. That I have. I have two, and I can't find it. It must be. So it must be that. What? I know. I'm saying I don't know if he had it. Rechanina biyoma derasach on a day when he was angry lo matzi, he wouldn't daven. Amar he said batzar al yoretziv. It says in Ben Sira you can't daven when you're distressed, right? Mar ukva diyoma deshutza on a day of the southern winds. Lahavi nafik lebedina, he wouldn't be a judge. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak Hilchasa. The halacha is boi tzilusa kiyoma daastina. I can only daven on a day of northern winds. Northern winds are the calm winds. I can only daven on such a day. Does it mean that he wouldn't daven on another day, or just like an ideal? Amr Abaya, Amr liaim I Amr liaim. If my mother told me kariv kutcha, pass the salt, pass the dip, lo tanoi, I couldn't daven. I couldn't learn. If my mother told me, it wasn't his mother, it was the nurse. If she told me, pass the salt, pass the dip, I couldn't learn. Why? I was too, Rashi says why. No, he doesn't say it. Yeah, he does. Lo ha'isi shona kemo shishanisi. I couldn't learn. I was too distracted. Now, the Ben Yehuda says it's an exaggeration. It's an exaggeration because listen to this, I'll read it inside. They wouldn't even stop learning for a big tar, let alone a little inconvenience. Even for a big inconvenience, they wouldn't stop. Right? Where is it? They would die over Torah. Right? So my mother made me inconvenient, I can't learn? No. Abaya balalamed, she is dareth adam, shlo yisbalbel mocho. You shouldn't get sidetracked. Afilu b'tzar mu'at, even on small things. Kidei she'e limudok shalom kuroi. Right, it's just an ideal of how focused he's supposed to be. Of course, I wouldn't stop him from learning. The mother said, come in and said, do me a favor, move the car. It wouldn't make a difference to him, right? He's just saying an ideal. The ideal is he shouldn't be distracted. Amar Rava, Kina lo tanoi. If I killed a bug, I think that's what it means. If I got bitten by a bug, I couldn't learn. Marbrei de Ravina Avdalei Imei Zayin Mani LaZayin Yomei. His mother made him 7 sets of clothing, one for each day of the week, so that they should be clean and not have any lice, so it shouldn't be a distraction. Amar Yehuda, Lo Ibri Leila Ela Lashinsa. The night was only created to go to sleep. That's why the night was created. Says Tosvos, 4 words. Kimo Lele Tekufas Tamuz. Like in the summer, when the nights are very short. Or what's Tosfos getting at? What's he getting at? Right? What exactly is he getting at? What he's getting at is the next line. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Lakish, O Ibri Sihara Ela Lagirsa. The night was created, the Sihara means the moon. The moon was created to learn. Right, the night was created to learn. So what's going on here? Are they arguing? It's a machlokas? Why was the night created? It's a funny machlokas. Not a machlokas at all. So the conventional pshat is as follows. It's easier to learn at night because it's quieter. And there's less distraction. There's less things going on. And it's easier to learn at night. Now, of course, you have to sleep. How much should you sleep? So you should sleep like it's the summertime. When the nights are very short. In other words, you don't have to sleep 12 hours a night. You could do better than that. You could sleep less than that. When should you sleep? Says Tosfos, in the Tamuz time, in the summertime. That should be the amount of time you sleep the whole year. Right? That should be your guidepost of when you should sleep. Of course, the better learning, and he says, the Meiri has a great line. He says, I'll read it inside. The one who said that night was only created for sleep. Balomar, Shahatzarech Lishon, if you have to sleep, everyone has to sleep, you can't live without sleep. Yishon Balaila, better sleep at night. Velo Bayom, don't sleep in the day. That's a messed up person. Now, some people I know, they're security guards and they have to do that, but that's not the minority of people. Most people sleep at night, that's the better thing to do. Va'omer Shalom Nivra Halayla El Lagirsa, and what if you say, yeah, but the night was created to learn? So what am I supposed to do? How can I sleep? That's when the night was created to learn. Shiyar Ba'atmo, you should wake yourself up. Shiachal lilmod bein b'yom b'yom b'layla. You should learn both day and night. Ubal lomar shiroi ha'adam le'or atzmo lilmod torah adji a'er v'lomad b'layla v'kol shkei b'yom. So then you should certainly learn during the day, certainly, and at night also, because the better learning is at night. And of course you have to sleep. So how much should you sleep? You should sleep like it's a summertime. Whatever you need to go to sleep. The most of the learning, so it's not a machlokas at all. They both say the same thing. If everyone has to sleep, the optimum time to sleep is at night. The optimum time to learn is also at night, for different reasons. Night's quieter. It's more calm. For most people, it's more calm. It's again general rule, general time, general story. It's more calm. It's quieter. You can get more accomplished. You have to sleep. Of course, you have to sleep. The best time to sleep is at night. How much should you sleep? However much you need. Not more than that. Okay. Next. Amar le l'rabzera. Mechadadin Shmaitza, you're very sharp. Amalei, diyamami ninu. Yeah, because then my learning was by day. Like, you know, he had the contrary thing to say. Amalei, barte, drevchista, lerevchista. So the daughter of Chista said to Chista, lo boy mar, minam porto, don't you want to sleep a little bit? Don't you want to sleep a little bit? Amala, hashta, asiyomi darichi vikatini vininam tuva. I'm going to have a time when I have a long time to sleep. Plenty of time to sleep in the next world. Right, the girl actually said that to his sister came to visit him. He wouldn't see her. So he said, well, plenty of time we'll have to talk later on in life. We'll have plenty of time to sit and catch up. Right now I can't. Right? The Chizkiah said the same thing. Plenty of time to sleep later. Sleep now. Plenty of time. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Anan, Poli Diyamama Anan. We are day workers. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Yosef Upara. He would borrow and pay back. What does that mean? So Rashi says, it's an interesting Rashi. Not everyone agrees with this Rashi. Haya kovelo lishanos kach v'kach, prokim bayom. He had an agreement to learn such and such per day. Haya rogel lasot bayom. And he would do it by day. Upa'amim shahaya torod bizonos of bayom. Sometimes he couldn't, he was too much work. He couldn't do it. He couldn't, everything he had to do. Upreya kviyas ito balayla. And he would transfer it, and he would make it up at night. The problem with the Rashi is, you have a separate obligation to learn at night. So what does that mean? In addition to? I don't know. That's why some people have a whole different shot of what's going on here with this statement. What? No, Rashi had no problem with that. No, the guy had a set Seder. Once in a blue moon, you have a meeting you just can't miss. That happened. It happens to everybody. So what do? You make it up. So what's the chiddush in that? What's the chiddush in that? Taking him from sleep in the night.
Yeah.
All right. I saw another chat over here. Right. So the Miri says that he wouldn't make it up at night. He would make it up the next day. What does that mean? What's the chiddush in that? What do you mean? Same thing at night. Same question. Okay. Amar b'lazer habamin aderech. This halacha does not apply b'zman hazeh for various reasons. Habamin aderech. If someone travels, al yispal shloshi yom. For 3 days, you don't have to daven. Why? You can't concentrate for 3 days, right? It takes you 3 days to get back to yourself. That doesn't apply. We don't have concentration even if we don't travel. So what's the difference, right? Shenemra, like it says, Vakab seim el anar haba el achva v'nacha sham shlosha yomim shlosha v'avinam ba'am. Abu de Shmuel ki asi ba'orcha, when he traveled, lo matzli plus yom, he wouldn't daven for 3 days. Shmuel lo matzli beitzit isbe shichva. Shmuel couldn't daven in a house where there was wine because the smell would bother him, couldn't concentrate. Rav Papa lo matzli beitzit isbe harsana. Rav Papa couldn't daven in a place where there was fish because also the smell bothered him, right? Amar b'chanina, kol ha-mispate b'yeno, whoever is full of wine, right? Yesh bo midas kono. Then you have, you're like Hashem. Shenemar, v'yorach Hashem esviach ha-nichoach. Right, and Hashem smelled the good fragrance. When you're good and fragrant, it's the same thing. V'amar b'chanina, listen to this line. Kol ha-misyashev b'yeno, whoever is full of wine, Yesh bo midas ayin zekenim. You have the das of a Sanhedrin. Where'd that come from? Yayin nite ba'ayin osios. Because the gematria of yayin is 70. And no, sod nitein ba'ayin osios. The gematria of sod is 70. Nich, and by the way, the Sanhedrin is also 70 people. Nichnas not yayin, yotza sod. The wine goes in, the sod comes out. So how are you like the Sanhedrin? How are you like the Sanhedrin? In what way? Rashi says, V'zeh, and you, ho'il, v'lo yotza sodo, you don't reveal the secret. You don't reveal the secret.
What pasuk? When
you
just said, what he said.
Yai is gematria 70. So does gematria 70.
Ayin
zekenim. Why? One second. No, why is that true? Because normally, nichnas yayin yotza sod. Says Rashi, the zen, you, ho'el v'lo yotza sodo, you don't let that secret out. Shakul hu kisanhedrin shall ayin aleph. What does that say? You're like the Sanhedrin. So what does that mean?
Yeah.
That means it's as follows. This is what is said by the Ein Eliyahu. It says, Eldad and Medad said that Yoshua, Moshe is going to die, and Yoshua is going to take them in. They weren't on the Sanhedrin, but they didn't make the cut. What about the other 70? So Mistama, they also knew that. Because if Eldad and Medad didn't make it, and they were able to know this, so the ones who didn't make it, Mistama, were able to know this, and they didn't say it. Why? Because they said it's smarter not to say it. Let's not say it. So if you hold back a secret, you're like the Sanhedrin. Since wine gets the secret out of you, if you can have the das of drinking wine and not let the secret out, you're like the Sanhedrin. You like that, Vart? You hear that? Okay.
That's not what it says.
What? That's not what who's saying? Right.
Because he's in columns,
Yashu. Well, so that's what he... What did he mean by that? What I just said.
Oh, okay.
Amar Chanan, Lo nivriyayin el nacham avelim. The only reason wine was created was to cheer up, comfort mourners, v'lashalim schar l'rishayim, and to give schar to the rishayim. Let them enjoy this world a little bit, because they're not getting in the next world, so they might as well get a little. Not everyone's a Russia through and through. They do some good things. Let them enjoy this world. Let them live it up in this world. They're not going to get the next world. So shenamar, like it says, tinu shochel la'oveit. It's a difficult gemara because the mizbeach had wine. You brought wine in the mizbeach. You make kiddush on wine. As a matter of fact, everything we do, not everything, so many mitzvos, always there's wine sitting there. By a wedding, by a bris, by a, all the life, all the what?
Life cycle.
All the life cycle events have wine. So what do you mean? It's only really for people that have tzaris. Basically what it is. For people that are sitting shiva, cheer them up, and for rishayim. Is that really true? The mizbeach had wine. Why did the mizbeach have wine? I don't know, but mistama I would say because it's a chash of a drink, and it accompanied the carbon and it added chashiva to the carbon. That's what I would say, without really knowing, right? It's a funny. It's a very difficult. What was the message of the Gemara? That's my question. I don't think that Rav Chanan is arguing on what I'm saying. What's he driving at? Next. Amar Rav Chanan bar Papa, kol she'ein yayin shofech b'soch beis el kamayim. If wine doesn't flow in your house like water, ein lo b'chlal bracha. It's not a bracha. She'nemar uberech et lachmecha ve'et memecha. This pasuk is said it's in Parshas Mishpatim, but it's talking about Meiser Sheni. So ma lechem shenikach b'kesef Meiser. Af mayim shnikach b'kesef meiser. So it's like you buy bread with meiser, you buy water with meiser. Now you're not allowed to buy water with meiser. You're not allowed to. So what did it mean? What does it mean, water? It doesn't mean water. It means wine. Mayim niyu yayin. Yet, the kakarile mayim. It's called water. E nishbach b'besa kamayim ikka bracha. If it spills out, it's a bracha. V'e low. And if not. Says the Ramah. This is the makar that on Matzah Shabbos you pour the wine over overflow and let it spill out to be makai in this bracha, and you do it when the week begins. You don't do it on a Tuesday afternoon when you're home. No, at the beginning of the week, the first thing you do to start off the week is to get that bracha. That's the makar for the minute. I know there's an issue of bal tashchis, that there was such an issue. I can't get around that issue. The Ramad was not bothered by it. He was not bothered by it. You don't have to pour the whole bottle and have your floor be all dirt. You don't have to do that. It's a little bit to show that it's a bracha. Right? Okay. Next. Undoubtedly one of the most famous lines in Shas. Amar Rabbi Eloi, b'shlosh dvarim adam nikar. A person is recognized in three ways. Bikoso, with his cup, meaning how does he handle his drink. Bikiso, with his wallet. How does he handle his wallet? And ubikaso, how does he handle his temper? With his laughter. Okay, that's only a fourth cheetah, which I'm not going to discuss. So there are three things. So the first one on the list is your liquor. Not your liquor, your cup, your drink. That's the least common. How often does someone drink? It's the least common. The next one is a wallet. That's more common. And the third one is anger. That's very common. Right. So it's an order of common. Ben Yehuda says that. Goes in order of common. The Marsha says like this. You have three relationships. Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, Ben Adam L'Makom, and Ben Adam L'Atzmo. Right? Koso, your cup, is Ben Adam L'Atzmo. But you're destroying yourself. Right? Your wallet is Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And your anger is Ben Adam L'Makom. Because what does anger mean? God, why'd you put me in this traffic? I have to wait an hour doing nothing. Why'd you do that to me? So you're angry. What are you angry at? You're angry at God. Every anger is because you're angry. Right? Why my kid? You're not angry at the kid. It's a little kid. You're really angry at Hashem. So all three of these ideas are all the three relationships that everybody has. Okay? Good. I'm next. Okay, now that's done with Agarata. I think this might be the end of the Agarata till the end of the Masechta.
Oh, that's not good.
No, I'm angry.
What?
I can't complete it.
Okay, here we go. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Okay, ready?
No.
Here we go. Nachri, I'm sorry. Yisrael v'nachri bipnimius. There's a Jew and a Nachri in the inner courtyard. Again, it's an inner courtyard, and the only way out of the courtyard is through the outer courtyard. There's no other exit. The inner courtyard can only get out through the outer exit. Now, we learned that if there's one Jew and one Goy, you don't have to do anything. You're allowed to carry there without the guy being involved. We said the reason was because you're going to leave because you're afraid the guy's going to kill you. But until he kills you, you're allowed to carry in the chatzar with the guy, right? Until that happens, until he kills you, you're allowed to carry in the chatzar, right? After he kills you, you can't. So until he kills you, you can carry in the chatzar, even though there's a guy there, and even though you didn't make an eruv. What about here? There's an inner chatzar and an outer chatzar. So you and the guy live in the inner, and the Yisrael lives in the outer. You can't get out except you have to go through the outer. So is the outer guy considered part of the chatzar, which would mean you have to make an eruv now? That's what that means. Now there's two Jews and one guy. That heter doesn't apply. You hear the question? So is the outer chatzar considered really like the inner chatzar, and now you have to rent space from him to make the eruv? That's the Gemara's question. Yisrael v'nachri v'pnimius. There's a Jew and a guy in the inner. V'Yisrael b'chitzona. And a Jew in the outer. B'amayis l'fnei Rebbe v'asar. He asered it. What did he asar? Right? You have to get the Nachri's permission. Why? Because since really you can't get out of there without going through the other Jew's property, the outside Jew, he's really part of this chatzar too. He's really part of this chatzar too. But l'fnei Rav Chiya v'asar, they came to Rav Chiya, also asked him. V'yasar Rabba Rav Yosef b'shili pirkei to Rav Sheshes. Rabba and Rav Yosef were learning Rav Sheshes' Torah. V'yasar Rav Sheshes v'kamar. K'man am Rav L'shmaite. Who is Rav going like? Who is Rav going like? And he's going like K'Rav Meir. He's going like Rav Meir. He's going like Rav Meir. Which Rav Meir? Rav Meir said back in our Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph. Rameir held that even one Jew and one guy, you have to make an Eruv. That's what Rameir held. Even one Jew and one guy. Why? That guy's not going to kill you. Even one Jew and one guy, you have to make an Eruv. That's what he's going like. Karkish Rabba Reshik. Rabba nodded his head. Yeah, that's Pshat. That's Pshat. Because it goes like Rameir. And Rameir held, even one Jew and one guy, you have to make an Eruv. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, what's going on? Trey Gavra Rab Ravavi, two great men, Kirabanan, Liti Bahai Milsa, I'm making a mistake like this? What do you mean it's like Rav Meir? E Rav Meir, Lamal Yisrael Bechitzona. The Jew living out there. He's irrelevant. Even forget him. One Jew, one guy, you have to make an Eruv. What's it? Right? Bechitema, Maita Shahaya Kahaya. You want to tell me, well, that was the case. That was the situation. That was how it happened. Ain't a chinami, the guy's superfluous. But Lamai said that was the case. That can't be right. But Baimine Rav, they asked Rav the following question. Pinimi bimkomo mahu. What's the story? But Pinimi bimkomo. What does that mean, Pinimi bimkomo? Pinimi bimkomo mahu vamalu mutter. He said it's mutter. Even though the Nachri was in the chatzar. Why? Because he must not hold like Rav Meir. He can't hold like Rav Meir. He must hold like who? Who's the other one there? His name was Rav Ben Yaakov. He said that if it's one and one, you don't need an Eruv. Why? Because he's going to kill you. So you're going to leave. So until you leave, you don't need the Eruv. So that must be Pshat. And what about the guy outside? No, we don't count him. The Jew outside. We don't count him. Right? That must be Pshat. Anyway, so what are they talking about? Elamai, it must be Rav Ben Yaakov. It must be like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Ha'amar, he said, Achu shtei Yisraelim asurim zalzeh. He said, right? He said that you have to make an Eruv until Achu shtei Yisraelim osurim zalzeh. And two Jews asur each other. Now, what does that mean? Says Rashi, right here, Omrim osurim zalzeh. Vahani lav osurim zalzeh ninu. Here, they don't asur each other. Why not? Da Amri Rabbanim b'shili pirkin, regal hamuteres bimkoma, Eina Oseres Shalobim Koma. The Rabbanan hold that let's assume, forget the goy for a minute. Let's say you have a Jew, Jews living in the inner chatzar, Jews living in the outer chatzar. Did they make an erev with each other? Do they have to make an erev with each other? There's no way the Jews in the inner, they have to pass through the outer to get out. So they have to make an erev? That's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, they do not have to. Why? Lav Osrin Zelzet, they don't ask for each other. Why? The Amri Rabbanan Bishlili Perkei, the Rabbanan are going to say, Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma, people that can walk here, Eina Oseres Shlobim Koma. They don't aser the outer chatzar. Why? Mishum Drisas HaRegel. Because they're allowed to walk through. Af Al Pi Shalo Erev Ima. Even though they didn't make an Erev. So that can't be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov either. Unless, you hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and like Rabbi Akiva. Which is what we're going to say in 2 seconds. Otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Ella, rather, Akiva. It must be Rabbi Akiva's Shita. The Amar who said, Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma. Asur Shalo Bimkoma. Right? That means, as Rashi explains, in the Gabrash of Ella, Rav Kribi Akiva Svirulei, Rav holds like Kribi Akiva, Fahanu Luhu Shnei Yisraelim, and these two Jews, Osrin Zel Zeh, they asr each other, even though they're not in the same chatzar. Why? Because the inner has to go through the outer. Therefore, without an Erev, they're asr on each other. Now, we throw in the third, there's another factor here. What's that? The guy is here too. Right? Hilkach, asr nachri alaihu. The nachri makes it worse. Why? Because the Nachri, even if you make it Erev, it's still a problem. Why? There's a Nachri here. So we got to get rid of him. How do we do that? We have to rent from him. Or like a Rava said, become his friend, right? Whatever you got to do. Lamali Mishum Nachri. You saw Prim Luchu Dinami Aser Ola Achiton. So you don't need the Nachri either now. The Gemara says that. Lamali Nachri. Afil Yisrael Nami. I don't need the guy here. This is a classic old story. If you have a Jew, living, two Jews, one living in the inner, one living in the outer, do they have to make an Erev? Says Rav, yes, they do. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva said they do. Forget the goy. Right? You want to know if there's a goy there also? That doesn't make a difference. It makes it worse. Right? In other words, you have to make an Erev here. The fact that there's a goy, that just means you have to rent from him. You still have to make an Erev. The question started off, I have a Jew and a goy in the inner, and which I don't have to make an Erev. Why? Because the guy's going to kill me. And then I have a Jew in the outer. So does that make it worse? So, according to Akiva, forget the guy. I mean, it does make it worse. You have two Jews living in the inner and outer, you have to make an Erev. Right? So, what kind of question was this? So, Amar Huna, Rej of Yeshua, La'olam, Kirebi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Really? Like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who held that one Jew and one guy don't have to make an Erev. And Kirebi Akiva. And we also hold like Rabbi Akiva. That what? That the Jew in the outer chatzar, you have to make an Erev now. Why? Because that's the halacha, according to Rabbi Akiva. If you can exit, you have to make an Erev. Halacha, my askinan. What's going on here? No, because don't you Erevu. They made the Erev. The two Jews made the Erev. They did that. They know the halacha. We passed, they held like Rabbi Akiva, whatever, and they made the Erev. That's not an issue. The time of the Ikanachriu, the author. The whole problem is, but there's a guy here. Now, do I have a leka nachri lo aser? Now, if not for the guy, there'd be no shayla. Why? They know they made an Erev. Now the question is a guy here. So now, what's the story? I'm here, I'm a Jew living in the inner courtyard with my guy. Now, normally, I wouldn't have to make an Erev with a guy. Why? Because he's going to kill you. Now, I have an outer chatzah with a Jew, but I made an Erev with him. I did that. That's halacha. It's like Rabbi Akiva. I did that. Now, my question is, the fact that I have a Jew outside, does that ruin my carrying in here with the Nachri? That's the question. You hear that question? That was my question. Okay. Now, we're going to learn the exact reverse question. Boy mine Rav Elazar me'rav. Yisrael v'nachri b'chitzona. Now there's a Jew and a guy in the outer one. V'yisrael b'pnimius. And a Jew in the inner one. Mahu. Now what's the story? Right?
The question makes a lot more sense.
What?
The question makes a lot more sense.
Why?
Because in the inside, in the outside one, it automatically works.
Right.
So you're arguing about one part.
Right. Right. So I know what you're saying. What you're saying is very good. The Gemara has a whole different thing than what the issue is. Well, whether he's going to kill you or not. Because if you live in the outer, how's he getting away with it? Yeah, I'm sorry. Because if it's the outer, he can't get away with it. Because it comes. Where's my buddy, the Jew? So I don't know. But if he's in the inner, where's my buddy, the Jew? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? How to get out? Right? Much. What's he gonna say? Right? You're living in the inner. Where is he? Right? The guy killed us. Where is he? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? How do you get out of here? It's the only way you can get out is through this door. If he's in the outer, he went out. That's what the Gemara is gonna say. So different shaila. Hasam time when we show the shchiach the dire. If they're in the inner, the mirtas nachri. The nachri is not gonna commit the murder. Why? Sabi is gonna say hash to us Yisrael. His neighbor's gonna come. The friend's gonna come. But Amar li Yisrael the gabachecha. Where is he? Where's my friend the Jew that lives in the chizim chatzah with you? Where is he? What's the guy gonna say? He went out. What do you mean he went out? I live in the outer chatzah. I never saw him go out. Where is he? Where'd you bury him? Right? Avohacha, but over here. Aminale, nothing azale. What do you want from me? Took a walk. Right? Oh, Dilma, or maybe no.
Doesn't this take away the whole issue of, and if they're going, you know, living on the inner, then they wouldn't need an air.
But they need an air. They need an air. What?
But you're not going to break. You're going to kill them because of that.
We are. No, we are. We are. Anything.
The other guy's always
going to
ask the question.
Oh, I hear you. Oh, Dilma, hachanami mirtas. Or even in the outer, he'll be afraid. Why? The Sarvar Kazal will hold. Hash to Asa Yisrael v'chazili. Someone's gonna see me. Right? There's someone that's gonna see me. I can't. Right? Amalei. So what's the shaila? So Amalei. Tein l'chacham v'yichachim od. Be smart and be more smart. In other words, as Rashi points out, ki heichi dehasam aser hachanami aser. You're right. It's aser always. When you're living with a guy, you're running into problems. Right? Okay. Rish Lakish, the Talmidim of Rabbi Chanina, Rish Lakish and the Talmidim of Rabbi Chanina, Ikluhu Lahu Punduk, they went to a Punduk, an inn, Volahavi Sokerhu Vahavi Maskir. Now here's the story. There was a landlord. The landlord rented out his house. The tenant was not there. The landlord was there. So they wanted to rent space from the landlord to be able to carry in the chatzar. But the tenant wasn't there. Only the landlord was there. Because when they go to the landlord, they can tell the landlord.
That's right, better go to the landlord.
What? 1 minute. What? Yeah, but he doesn't have rights in his apartment. He rented it to you. Doesn't have rights in it. Happens to be he's the landlord.
So that's the story. Ultimately he does, no?
Ultimately he does, but Lamaisa he doesn't. So that's the question. So Amru, Mahu Lemigarmi, can we go to the landlord and tell the landlord we want to rent your space? So, if the landlord has no permission to throw the tenant out, then lo tibayalach, it's not a kasha, the lo agrina, you cannot. Why? Because all he is a silent owner, he's a token owner. He has no rights in his land, he has no rights here. Why not? Because he rented it out. He has no rights. Ki tibayi, hechad dematzi misalikle. If it's a situation where the landlord can say at any time, get out, he's the king or he's the governor or something, whatever it was, some kind of society where he said get out, they have to get out that minute, then yes, given the matzi basalik lay, agreed on, he could. Or Dilmore, no, hash to me a hot low salki. But Lamaitha, he didn't throw anybody out. Those tenants have been living there for 20 years. There's no lease, there's no agreement, but they pay rent every month, and the landlord's happy with that. They can't throw them out. He could theoretically, but Lamaitha, he doesn't. So can you rent from the landlord or not? So Amalan Rishlakish, Niskar, yeah, you still could. Why? Like David said, at the end of the day, he's still the owner of the property. At the end of the day, he's still the owner. When we got to the Rabbeinu in the Darom, Nishalahem, we asked them, Asu Shaili Le, or of Afas, we went to ask of Afas, and Amru Lehen, Yafa Asisem, says Gartem. Yeah, you're right. You guys passed right, were slackish. You were right that you could rent it out. That you could rent it even from the landlord. Even though he doesn't really have any rights, but he's still the owner. He's still the owner, and you could rent out space from him.
The same situation in an apartment building.
Exactly. Exactly.
You don't own the apartment building.
Exactly. Right. So I don't know how we passed the halacha l'maisa. I don't know. That's what he told them. But it's not what I wanted to bring out. Look at the second Tosfos from the top. Ready for this one? Kan mochiach b'divri Rabbeinu Tam. From here, from this story, Rabbeinu Tam proves the Rish Lakish gav rabahu kodem shabal afnei Rabbi Yochanan. That Rish Lakish was a Talmud Chacham before he went off to Derech and became a bandit, and before Rabbi Yochanan brought him back to Tshuva.
How do you see that? Nobody wants to hear that. Because nobody wants to think that Reish Lakish went off the Dera. Right? But it says Tosfos, I prove it. Why? The high of the Havi Samach with Piras Hashal Rebbe. This happened at the end of Rebbe's life. How do you know that? Kivan Sheshaili Rav Afas, Kivan Sheshaili Rav Afas, because they went to ask Rav Afas, and Rav Afas Lo Hayachai Acha Rebbe El Shtei Shana Mechta. He only lived after every 2.5 years. And Kedisa Kibetzuvas Pesof Hanotzi V'chein Mashra. And then Rabbi Yochanan lived after that. So if Reish Lakish is busy with Shilas at this point in his in Rav Afas' life, obviously. This is way before Rabbi Yochanan came on the scene. Way before Rabbi Yochanan came on the scene. So it must be that Reish Lakish was a Talmid Chacham. He's busy with Shilas in Erevin, right? In hard Erevin stuff. Then he got influenced by bandits. And then he came back. You hear? Which is great stuff. Right? I think the Musar is better this way, you know? The Musar is better this way. Don't ever give up on anybody. Don't ever give up. He was a great Talmid Chacham. Alright, he had a fall. Came right back. Right? Came right back. Do we have another minute? You know what? We'll stop here because the story doesn't really end. We're not gonna have to finish the story. Alright, we'll stop here. We're at Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yosef. Another story we're going to it in. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.